Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. The new sci-fi opus, The Creator, may strike fear into the hearts of those already concerned about the dangers of artificial intelligence. In the near future, the human race and AI are engaged in a war, and ex-Special Forces agent John David Washington is sent behind enemy lines to kill the AI source, which has taken the form of an innocent child. Writer-director Gareth Edwards, who's responsible for recent sci-fi hits like Star Wars Rogue One and Godzilla, offers a visually dazzling, action-packed movie, but it's overlong and it can't quite tie all of its loose ends together. Plus, who the heck are we supposed to root for? While it's intriguing, The Creator goes down as a near miss. The true story of famed Kansas City dressmaker Nell Donnelly gets musicalized in the locally made feature Nellie Don, the Musical Movie. Writer-director Terrence O'Malley and composer Daniel Doss offer a whimsical, featherweight adaptation of Donnelly's remarkable life with Julie Pope in the title role. The movie is elevated by the sheer enthusiasm and energy of its cast, and while budget constraints are very apparent, the local interest adds some additional appeal to Nellie Don, a show that probably worked a bit better on stage. The art world gets a poke in the eye in the cheeky comic drama The Kill Room. Uma Thurman plays a financially struggling art dealer who's recruited by mobster Samuel L. Jackson and hitman-slash-artist Joe Manganiello to launder money through her gallery. But wouldn't you know it, the killer's paintings become a surprise sensation and draws a lot of unwanted attention. The game cast tries hard, but the labored satire of The Kill Room is killed by its uneven tone. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!